Hello, everybody. I'm in beautiful Iceland. Look at this. It is amazing today. The temperature is absolutely gorgeous here in Reykjavik, Iceland. And Adam and I are here ministering, and I wanted to come and bring you a very, very special word for this week. I know there's been some warfare. There's been some pushback since we passed through Shavuot, since we passed through the understandings of the fact that God was wanting us to commit to the covenant so that we would be able to go on to the next things that he had for us. We know about once he came upon the mountain and he mantled his people with the covenant and the people accepted that covenant, then God called them to come and bring offerings and to begin to step out into doing the good works of building the tabernacle and getting things ready for the continual presence of the Lord. If we fast forward to Acts chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4, we see again in that upper room the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon the people, fire that came down, and we see them being empowered to again go forth and do the good works of the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. But I want to share with you that as we're crossing over, this pushback from the enemy is just evidence of our promotion. Whenever there's a warfare or a pushback, it's because God's already promoted the people. And we know that in the times and seasons, because we've just come through the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Pentecost. And we know it's a time where the power of God has come upon us, and he's saying, go and make disciples of all nations. Go and move forward. Go and step out in healing, signs, miracles, and wonders. Go and do what it is that I'm calling you to do. And so we know this. We know this. And the enemy knows this. So he pushes back at this time. And so I just want to encourage you that that warfare is evidence of your promotion. So what's coming next? We find in Acts chapter 4 that the disciples came under persecution because they did a healing of a lame man, because the message was spreading about Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the resurrected one. And the fact that this enormous power had come upon the people, and they were spreading, the word was spreading, the people were growing in number, they were getting excited. The Pharisees and the Sadducees wanted to shut this thing down. They were like, no way, we got to shut down this talk about Jesus. And so that's exactly what the enemy does, right? He's trying to shut down the good work of the Lord coming forth. You know, when God comes on the scene, what does he do? He comes, he brings love, he brings peace, he brings joy, he brings divine setup that we might be properly positioned as the people of God to be a royal priesthood and a holy nation. God has called you, he's consecrated you, he set you apart, he's anointed you, and now you're crossing over into the manifestation, the manifest presence of God and the manifestation of his glory in the earth. We know in Exodus 20, 21 through 25, there's instructions about building the tabernacle so that the people could know that God's presence would dwell with them in the tabernacle. Lots of consecrations, lots of acceptance of God saying, this is who I am. Can you identify with me and be that people? Same thing's happening in Acts as we fast forward to the New Testament. I've been teaching you guys this for like the last 3 weeks. So Exodus and Acts are corresponding chapters, Old Testament, New Testament, but we're seeing the same prophetic timeline taking place. So here in Acts, we're stepping into Acts chapter 4. Persecution. What's the enemy going to do? See, warfare is persecution against who you are. It makes you question whether or not you've gone to next levels. Let me tell you, I know you've gone to next levels because every year we go to next levels. Every year the body of Christ becomes more standing for the word of God, especially here in the end times. We are finding our identity through the persecution that we have with government, with media, all of the craziness that's going on in the world, the insanities of what we're supposed to be ingesting and believing about ourselves it's crud, it's ridiculousness, and it's time for us to stand. It's time for the body to stand. And so the body is standing. And as we pass through the Feast of Shavuot, we're saying no. We're saying we know who we are. We've accepted the covenant. I want to encourage you to read Exodus chapter 20. Read again the Ten Commandments. Go back and read Acts chapter 1, 2, 3, and then read 4. As they stood, as the disciples stood, there was a pushback. There was a pressing. This is evidence that we're moving forward. Do not be discouraged. It doesn't matter what the news is telling you. The people of God are arising and we're pressing in. God has released angels to stand with us during this time. He is moving us into the destiny that He has for us. Folks, it is our time and season. It is our time. Listen, all you have to do is watch what's going on right now, as the media is presenting so many crazy things. Just see how the people of God are advancing, and the Lord is doing it by His Spirit, by the Spirit of the Lord. We are being set free, and we are staging a pathway of fire by His voice, a coal in the Old Testament. That Hebrew word means spark, fire, and thunder. As a prophetic people of God, as transitionary prophets, we are setting forth what God is doing in the earth. We are manifesting the kingdom. So you've been pressed, you've been pushed back, you've had some crazy warfare, but it's just an agreement that you've been promoted. Now step it up. Now step it out. Now begin to push forward. We see this that the followers of Jesus in Acts chapter 4, they had to come with a new boldness. I want to speak that to you right now. So, you know, Peter and John are being persecuted. The believers are being persecuted because of their belief in Jesus, the resurrected King. Jesus, is with the Father at this point. He's ascended. He has sent His Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is bringing about these signs, miracles, and wonders. People don't like it. I mean, they love to see the miracles, but it's agitating to the current government situation. The Jewish government's not happy with this, right? The religious government. And so they got to put a stop to it. Now, come on, there's some correlations here. The earthly governments want to put stops to things, right? But in Acts chapter 4, verse 23, it says that being let go, the disciples being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. They were in unity. They stood together. So it says that they said this to God, Lord, Thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of Thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? So they're talking about how the earth is responding to the power of God, the glory of God being manifest in the earth. And the kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. For a truth against Thy holy child Jesus, whom Thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever Thy hand and Thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto us, Your servants, that with all boldness we may speak Thy word by stretching forth our hand, the hand that You've given us, God, to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. See, they didn't allow the persecution. They knew they were going to be talked against. Why? Because they're doing good in the earth. Doing good shakes up Satan. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like the fact that people are getting healed, they're being saved, they're being delivered. Why? He wants to keep the people in bondage. He wants to keep them silent. He wants to keep them blind. He wants to keep them deaf. He wants to keep them lame. And when the lame man heard the word of God saying, rise up and start to walk, Peter and John speaking that to them, and he began to start moving, that one healing shook everything. But listen, The earth cannot keep us silent. As one accord, we will stand and rise and declare Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Messiah on earth. We will stand forth and we will declare and decree that things will turn around. The kingdom is arising. How do you know the kingdom's arising? Because we've come under persecution. Because everything that we believe is being stripped from us. You know, our Judeo-Christian roots are coming under persecution. Believing and understanding the fact that God himself died on the cross. God sent his son, but his son was God. Died on the cross for us, shed his blood, was buried, resurrected, ascended, sent his Holy Spirit power. We're the church with the power walking forward. The enemy presses against us, but what should we do? We should gather together in one accord, just like they did, and we should say loudly, Lord God. Lord God, we're assembled together in one accord, and we will carry this word unto the ends of the earth. And we will carry your power, your word and power to the ends of the earth. Come on, somebody needs to agree with me right now. See, God is magnifying your spiritual giftings. New mantles have been released upon you and new assignments. I need you to get out there. I need you to start walking. I need you to start declaring and decreeing. I need you to start moving. The earth is dependent upon the sons and daughters of the King to arise. If we don't do it, who will do it? Who will do it? So we're going to march forward. We're going to come into agreement. There's going to be pushback, folks. But with the pushback, it does not deny. It only affirms. Now, God has set up boundaries. And you're going to be faced with some boundaries. You're going to be faced with some issues. But that just means you're coming into alignment. When there's a no just means God's putting you into proper alignment so that he can then reveal himself at greater levels. If we don't have any friction, God is unable to take us to the next levels of identity, and he's unable to show his power in the way that he needs to. Now, you know, that's a powerful statement that I just made. You know, this is not, you know, marshmallow fluff and all that kind of stuff. It's that there's going to be no's, there's going to be boundaries, there's going to be difficulties. But what it is it's time for you to stand up in your assignment as accepting the covenant mantle, the Ten Commandments, and ultimately being the son and daughter of the King and receiving power from on high in Acts chapter 2, walking that out. You never know what you're made of. You never know what your identity is. You never know how much God has empowered you until you face a test. And so you faced some tests this past week. You had some pushback. But the good news is we're busting forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we're getting ready to come up on the month of Tammuz, the fourth month on the religious Hebrew calendar. I'm telling you, that's a rocky month, all right? So there's a couple of months here that might be a little bit rocky, but I'm giving you an advance warning. Stand firm and stand in who you are. You're going to enjoy the revelation that God is going to bring you about who you are and who he is and who you are in him. This is not such a serious situation. No matter what you're going to be facing, what you faced or what you're going to be facing, it just reveals how much God loves us and how much his power is enough to carry us through whatever we're going through. So the things are changing in the earth. God is using you. You've been promoted. The warfare is evidence of that. We're to cry out with boldness in unity in accordance with Acts chapter 4. That's what we're called to do. Don't stop. Don't quit. Keep pressing. Let me pray for you. Father, I praise you and I thank you for the beloved today, those in unity because of the word and power, in unity because Jesus Christ, his last prayers before his death to the disciples was that we would be one. How do we know that we're one until we come under the difficulties that we're faced with? So Father, I thank you that we are one. The kingdom has arisen and is arising and taking its proper position in the earth. You have sons and daughters all over. I ask, Father, for an increase of power. I ask for an increase of understanding, revelation, wisdom, knowledge. I ask, Father, for an increase in identity, that the people of God's identity would not be forgotten, but they would stand in who we, all of us committed ourselves in Exodus chapter 20, And once we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he met the whole law. But those are our boundaries, which set us apart in holiness, righteousness, and purity. That's the way we win the war. Stay holy, stay righteous, stay pure, and God will raise up his kingdom to impact the earth and minister the gospel. I thank you, Father, for an increase in power. I thank you, Father, for an increase in opportunity. I thank you, Father, that your time and season is now, and you have promoted your people, and the warfare is just evidence of that. Do not be discouraged, God says, for I am with you wherever you go. Just put one foot in front of the other and keep on walking. Somebody needs to share this with a friend today, because I know you and your friends are going through some business. You're going through some business, but do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed. God is with you wherever you go. Whew, hallelujah, glory. All right, I want you to join me next week. Tuesday, July 9th is my Maximize Your Prophetic Potential course, where I teach about the ascension. I'm going to get you in alignment with the Hebrew calendar. I'm going to teach on the ascension, but it's your opportunity to get to know me, my opportunity to get to know you. It's my Glory Road community. It's the opportunity for us to journey together. I have a discount code for that. It's SA1. Go on my website at CandaceSmithman.com. There'll also be a link below. Click on it and just type in SA1 for that discount. You can come on with me every month. I want to get to know you. I also would love for you to join me on the journey of becoming a biblical life coach or transformational life coach. We have classes that are going on continually. We're credentialing coaches. We're getting people set up. We are spreading the gospel message apostolically by giving you the education that you need to not only be healed and transformed yourself, but be able to walk people through a process of healing and transformation. These are amazing classes. You might feel like you personally need a coach. We're going to take you through our soul transformation class. You've got a coach that goes with you. You might say, no, I know God has called me to use my gifts. I want to be a coach, but I don't have any training. Well, listen, jump on with us now. We're going to get you a biblical life coach trainer. They're going to go with you through the course, and you're going to be credentialed at the end of that. Simply click the link below or go to dreammentors.org and find out more about that opportunity. As always, I want to invite you to journey with me through the Hebrew calendar. Get a copy of my book. We're getting ready to come into Tammuz. You want to know what Tammuz is all about? Come on. First, get a handle on Nisan, Iyar. Sivan is what we're in right now, but we're going to pass into Tammuz. Get ahead prophetically. Get on God's prophetic timeline. Get a copy of that book today. Click the link below or go to my website at CandaceSmithman.com. All right, be blessed. You're blessed. You're highly favored. You're the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are the kingdom arising. You are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Get up and keep walking. Share this with a friend today, because somebody needs to hear this encouraging word. Be blessed.